Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, man, it is a good Tuesday. Listen to all the cool stuff going on today, okay? It's National Neonatal Nurses Day. Shout out to any nurse, but especially that take care of our babies.
Yeah, my girl Miss Julie, she's the listener. She's she helped my wife with both our kids, our 6 and 3 over at Seton.
Well, good for you, Julie.
Shout out, Julie.
It's National Greenpeace Day, National Cheese Toast Day, National Creme de Menthe Day, National Linguini Day, National Online Learning Day, which is every day these days.
Every day.
Bro, really?
National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. See, these are all good things.
Yeah.
How about this one? National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, hey, snap. Hey. Yeah.
And shout out to our boy Casey Johns, National IT Professionals Day.
It's funny you say online learning and IT. So yesterday... Like you said, every day is online learning day, and my kid is an AISD and online. He's just kindergarten, okay? So he has to do everything online. So I got a text from my wife yesterday. It's the best text I've ever got, or it's the best text I got in a long time, saying, "Good morning. Jake is in his PE class and came up and asked me, what's herpes?" And I was like, what? And I walked over to the screen, and he said, look, and it was the PE coach showing them how to do burpees.
Burpees? That's intense for a kindergartner. My gosh.
My wife's put like happy faces saying, thank God. But it's like, that's so funny. I mean, I could totally see a 6-year-old getting those two confused. Yeah, no joke, Sarah. Dude, I mean, the dude's doing burpees and he's 6 and he's online.
I mean,
what's
you
up?
You think they're just teaching them how to jump up and down first rather than jump up, jump down, push up, jump up.
I
that's
know.
A lot.
I mean, in kindergarten, I wasn't doing anything like that.
Well,
jumping jack was my jam.
I will say burpees are the best. It's the worst of the two evils. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening.
Tastes like strawberries.
I just built a brand new home, and with that comes a yard. I'm responsible for cutting a yard for the first time in years. I've either paid someone to do it or have lived in a condo where I didn't have to do it. I decided that I was not going to just waste money, and
oh,
I was going to actually invest in some good lawn tools and do the yard myself. So I was really excited because I had two very influential lawn people in my life recommend the Ego. That's you and my best friend, both of whom have egos. And by the way, he wanted me to tell you, he's like, tell Alex that I will always have him beat in the Ego department because, you know, you have all the Ego tools, mm-hmm. but he has the snowblower, which is something that you'll never own. He lives in the Midwest. So he's like, tell Alex I will always have him beat in the Ego department.
You know what's so funny is I had to like order something that was on their website and I saw the snowblower. I'm like, oh my God, a snowblower. It's like seeing Bigfoot if you live like where there's no snow. I'm like, I didn't know this existed.
So I went out and bought the Ego mower. If you're unfamiliar with the Ego mower, it's the number one selling electronic mower on the market, which is all the rage.
Oh, I got to say, it's the Tesla of mowers.
It is the Tesla of mowers, yeah. And
yeah, everybody's just lusting after the Ego mower.
It's easy to use, dude. That's the thing. Like, honestly, like cutting your yard hasn't been easier, man, if you have lawn. It's like the cool, like a hipster would use this mower.
Sarah, this is the Instagram model of mowers.
Totally.
Okay. It's the one that everyone covets. Okay.
Oh, like you could be a lawnmower influencer?
Bro, Sarah, I once cut my grass and I posted and I tagged Ego and they loved it, man. They so, wouldn't assign me, man.
I didn't get the most expensive one, but I didn't get the cheapest one either. I got the upgraded one that is the self-propelled model, which, you know, obviously is the must-have because I ain't about to push it myself. I need it to help me out.
Yeah, if it's there, it's like it pills. It's like Tylenol. Do you want regular or do you want extra strength when it's available? You know what I'm saying? You go for extra strength, right?
So it is the easiest thing to set up because I was really worried about whether or not I was going to be able to figure out how to do it. And they have like 1 minute, 40-second videos for every single aspect of what you need to do.
Man.
So I watched like a quick little ego tutorial.
Yeah.
And I figured it all out. I was like, do this, do that. Boom, boom. Start it up like this. Pop in the battery and you're good to go. It was so easy that I just kind of like popped in the battery, started it up, pulled the thing out, and then left. And I started cutting, and I was having a little bit of difficulty. And I was like, why is this? This is supposed to be self-propelled. This is supposed to be easy. This is the Tesla of mowers. Why am I having such a difficult time? Then I realized that the grass was super wet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I had the mower on the lowest setting.
Oh, bro.
So it was mulching up underneath, and it kept dying on me.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go and watch another 1 minute, 40-second tutorial to figure out how to raise the mower a little bit.
Oh, that's so funny.
I raised the mower, and from then on out, it was smooth sailing, although I should have waited until the grass was dry. But the funny thing is, I have two long streaks of really low grass, and then like the rest of my yard is a little bit higher. All that being said, I mowed around the best I could. It looked great, except for the edges. And I'm like, well, Alex told me to buy the blower first before the trimmer. So I had to go back out to the hardware store and buy the trimmer because I couldn't have all my edges looking janky.
Bro, that is funny. I mean, it's getting like lawn accessories for that first time lawn, it's like crack, bro.
It is.
You're addicted. You can't stop. Like you buy one thing and you keep on doing it and keep on doing it. But I mean, at least you get exercise and get out, right?
If you keep a tally at home, I have the EO mower, I have the blower, and I have the trimmer. My yard looks on point. I think I'm going to go mow today, even though it doesn't need it.
It's funny. I was thinking over the weekend how one day I would love to own a horse, but I don't know how to take care of a horse. So how does one find someone to teach you how to take care of a horse? Like, is there like in Craigslist, like I will come to your house. I will teach you the ways of a horse in 6 hours. Like same for mowing lawn. I wouldn't know what to do. Like who does one call if you didn't learn from your dad? Like, is there a guy
Sarah,
and teach you the
clearly
art
you're
of
not
mowing?
Paying attention. There are 1 minute and 40-second videos. The ego's play. Unfortunately, that's not available in the equestrian world.
No, well,
like, learn to ride a horse in 1 minute, 40 seconds, right after this quick break from Geico.
I read the best Facebook profile yesterday. It's from a guy that cut my hair like a decade ago. I think he still cuts hair. I don't know, but at the time I followed him on Facebook and I still do. Okay, this is like the most truth-telling sentence that I have read all week. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to discuss. I was informed today that my generation only eats mimosas and charcuterie boards because we were raised on Sunny D and Lunchables. Yes.
Except we don't eat mimosas.
Yeah.
So you lost me at the very beginning.
Yeah, you lost me at the beginning of it. Eating mimosas.
Yeah.
Well, okay, how about this? Maybe I read it wrong. Only enjoys mimosas.
There you go. That's better.
And charcuterie boards.
Okay, well, go back to the beginning, all right? That's my rewind sound effect.
Yeah, pretend that never happened.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Go.
I was informed today that my generation only
eats... Can we start all over without you screwing up? So let's start.
Yep. Whoop. Okay. I was informed today that my generation only enjoys mimosas and charcuterie boards because we were raised on Sunny D and Lunchables. Thoughts?
Yeah, see, I never had Sunny D or Lunchables.
I didn't either.
Growing up.
No,
I was too poor.
Yeah.
Maybe that's for your bougie neighborhood.
Yeah, no,
really?
I never.
I was too poor. I never had Sunny D. I had like plain Jane orange juice, and Lunchables were way too fancy for me.
Yeah, and I think my parents knew better for me. Like, they knew, like, that Sunny D is just sugar water. It's like there's no nutritional value whatsoever. And the Lunchables, too. I mean, like, that, it's all just... I mean, that ham, like, really?
Yeah. I remember there were times growing up where I was like, man, maybe someday whenever I get rich, I'll be able to afford a fruit roll-up.
Well, do you eat fruit roll-ups now?
No, I hate them. They're gross.
Yeah, anything we couldn't afford back then, we hate now because it's like it's just that bad taste in your mouth, you know? Kind of like when Sunny D hits your mouth.
Right. The sugar water. But give me a mimosa and a charcuterie board all day long. Yeah. So wait, so what were you saying, Sam?
Yeah, what's the whole point of this?
What happened on Dancing with the Stars last night? Well, a little bit of drama. We'll tell you about it all coming up in What's Trending Next on Mix 94.7.
Here's What's Trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
In this weird, weird, weird world that we're living in the year 2020, there was a show on Netflix that brought us great joy and happiness. It was called Cheer, and there was one particular person on the show that brought us an abundance of joy, and we talked about it so much here.
So much joy.
Jerry is his name. He was the king of what they called Matt Talk on the show Cheer. And that's why it gives me great sadness to have to mention the big story today is that federal authorities are investigating Jerry for alleged possession of child pornography. And as part of that probe, they're looking into whether Jerry was allegedly soliciting minors. Federal sources confirm they had been at Jerry's home all afternoon yesterday, executing their search warrant in Naperville, Illinois. At this point, Harris has not been charged. Authorities were reportedly made aware of the allegations when Varsity, a private company in the cheerleading industry, alerted cops in Florida and here in Texas. The company learned about the claims of inappropriate sexual conduct last month. According to the report, Varsity shared two screenshots with police, including an alleged Snapchat message of Jerry's face with a very inappropriate message. It's super sad because he's the guy that we all loved. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
In that, if it is true, it's incredibly disappointing. But it's also sad because Monica is on Dancing with the Stars this season. Monica, yeah, the head cheerleading coach. And, you know, all of this negativity is stealing her shine.
Did you guys watch it last night, Dancing with the Stars?
I did.
I know there was football on, but yeah, I hunkered down for Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a couple observations. You ready? First of all, Carol Baskin, who was on Tiger King, was on last night. And she, of course, got the lowest score.
She scored 11 points.
Look.
You know what? She tried. Yep. And you know what? They put her on last because she was the one that everybody wanted to see.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm like, good for her to do it. I mean, she did better than I could have done. But here's the crazy thing last night is that during Dancing with the Stars, a commercial ran asking for help of finding who killed or what happened to Don, who she was married to in Tiger King, who went missing in 1997.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
I mean, $100,000. Someone's got to call it. Right.
If anybody knows anything.
I'd like to point out a couple things. Number one is that Derek Huff can never leave the judges table. He has to be on the show forever. Lynn Goodman can never come back because it feels younger. It feels so
younger.
Oh, God. Lynn Goodman was so out of touch when they brought him back. He got Tyra Banks' name wrong. He said, thanks, Kyra. And everyone like looked around and said, huh? Tyra Banks, by the way, you could tell there's some tension there, at least with Carrie. One of the judges, she didn't even make eye contact with Tyra. And Tyra, by the way, wants to make sure to let you guys know that she handpicked and chose a lot of these dancers because she's like, oh, yeah, when I was talking to Charles Oakley, one of the players, like she's like making sure you know that she's tight with all of them.
Did you really thought Carrie Ann and Abba like welcomed her? The very first thing she said is like, we're so excited that you're here. I thought she did the nicest welcome to Tyra.
The right thing to do. But look at the rest of the body language throughout the show and look at all the other interaction. It was not, well, it was uncomfortable. Let's just say that. And by the way, Bruno Tonioli's, am I saying his last name right?
Bruno Tonioli.
His hair is amazing without any hair dye in it. It's like silver. I mean, it's like when I get gray, that's who I want to look like. It looks awesome. And by the way, AJ's going to win this thing, y'all. And the
really?
Bro, they went easy on him. I mean, he's obviously the favorite. Also, Johnny Weir, it's between him and AJ. And my sleeper was your boy Neve Booker from Catfish.
Really?
Bro, he was great. great, I thought, and he was entertaining. He's like the nerdy dude you root for. I just loved everything about him.
I've been team Johnny Weir since the beginning, and I also was like really impressed by Justina Machado last night. She was so fun to watch.
She's got energy, that's for sure, man. She was very, very exciting.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are friends now, and Taylor Swift sent Katy Perry a little baby gift because Katy Perry just had a little girl named Daisy, and she sent her a hand-embroidered blankie. It looks like a pillowcase, honestly. It's a silk blanket hand-embroidered in the bottom right corner. It says Baby Bloom. And there's a flower. And I'm not going to say it's bad, but I'm not going to say it's good. So all these people who are like, oh, she has something to fall back on. I'm like, y'all need to slow your roll because this thing looks like, you know, a high school student did a little craft project and would get maybe a solid B in craft class. It's nice, but hopefully she sent something else too. But I don't know. Maybe it's nice because she has all the money in the world and she sent something that she spent time on.
Do you guys really think she did it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys really do?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
1,000,000%.
I don't think she did the blanket. I think she just did the embroidery in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah. All right.
If she paid for that, then I would want my money back.
Cheer star Jerry Harris allegedly solicited minors for sex under FBI investigation. The family of Carol Baskin's missing husband ran an ad during Dancing with the Stars last night, and Taylor Swift sent Katy Perry's baby a hand-embroidered blanket. That's what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. And as always, you can listen to us anytime on your phone, smart speakers, through the radio.com app. Good morning.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Meanwhile, today in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio made a pretty big announcement. Listen to this.
New York City's mayor just announced that for the first time in more than 90 years, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will not be live. It will be virtual.
Because if there's anything better than a parade, it's a parade on TV. And if there's anything better than a parade on TV, it's a virtual parade online. But Mayor de Blasio said it'll be a different kind of event and that we'll feel the spirit and joy of it, which is code for they have no idea what the hell they're going to do.
Oh my God, you guys, this is one of the craziest stories I've eavesdropped on listening to my wife talking to one of her friends, to the point where I said, hey, Andrea, did you even get your friend on the radio and share this story? Because this is just great. By the way, Amanda does not live in Austin, and Amanda's not a real name, but she got an amazing gift from her boyfriend that is priceless. It's like the next thing to like a engagement ring, I think.
Or maybe not priceless at all. Hey, good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
So what did you get from your boyfriend?
My boyfriend is amazing. He's a sweetheart. He gave me a very sweet, generous, thoughtful gift, being his grandmother passed away, and she had a collection of Rolexes. And it was a while ago where he showed me, and I showed him which one I like. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really pretty. But it's broken. Like, it doesn't have, like, a battery or things like that, because it's so old. He got it fixed. And he gave it to me as a gift. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the most thoughtful gift in life.
Okay. So what's the problem?
I went to go get it cleaned before I put it on because it's dusty as well. And the jeweler said it was fake.
That was his exact words? And how did that even come up?
Yeah.
He goes, this is an extremely good knockoff. And I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, wow.
He goes, yeah. And he showed me like little, it's not even big, but little details. Like he had a real one and then the fake one. And he's like, look, here's the difference.
Oh.
Obviously, they're old difference in years, but you can tell by this little detail if this is real or not. And this is fake.
Wow.
I would have been so mad at the jeweler for telling me that.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't even want to know.
I wonder if it's like a obligation that, you know, you got to tell people, or if it's one of those things where like, don't ask, don't tell.
I mean, seriously, like I would have never said anything. I mean, I'm thinking this jeweler looks like a Rolex. Obviously, he probably sells Rolexes if you took it to get clean there. They specialize in the watches, but it's like he wants to sell a new one to her. You know what I mean? I think he felt probably like saying like, hey, if this is a knockoff, maybe she'll want a new one, a real one.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's just so messed up. I would never want to know.
So then what now? Do you just wear the fake? The fugazi, as we say in the mob community?
I don't mind wearing the fake. It looks good. I got it nice, but I don't know if I need to tell my boyfriend. Like,
oh, no.
This is extremely weird. Like,
oh, no.
What if all those are fake, and what if someone robs his grandma, and they think they're real, and there they are cherishing them, thinking they're with something for, like, an emergency or whatever the case might be, and they're all going to find out they're fake. No. I don't know if I need to tell him.
No, you don't tell him, because I would be so upset if the jeweler told me. Like, that's how it made you feel. It's going to make him feel 1,000 times more.
But he is gifting what he believes to be a authentic Rolex, should he know that it's not real. Sarah, you're good at this stuff.
I don't know. I mean, the important part is that he gifted you something like a family heirloom, fake or not.
There
like,
you
it could
go.
Be like a fake, you know, plastic ring for all I care. It's cool that it was owned by his grandma and that he wants you to have it. Like, that's the most important part there. So I don't even think you care if it's real or not. It doesn't sound like you do. I agree that it sucks. I don't know. Because you just got it, I just kind of lay low for a while. And then if, like, the opportunity presents itself, I might share the knowledge. But, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, I would never share. Brad Booker, this reminds me of, like, if I had a girlfriend or someone like that and I knew she was cheating on me, or if she was cheating on me, I'd rather not know, you know what I'm saying, and just continue it.
It's just like why you don't peek into the kitchens or restaurants.
Exactly.
As long as the food is good,
exactly.
You don't need to see how it's cooked.
Exactly, dude, exactly.
As long as the Rolex looks good.
Yes.
And it came from his grandmother, and it was a sentimental gift. You know, I guess only you need to know it's not real.
Yes.
Maybe the heirloom is really that you're just keeping the family secret going. Grandma knows.
That's true.
His current record is 1,477 wins with just 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Kayla. Kayla's a stay-at-home mom in Georgetown. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Kayla! Hey. All right, let's play. I'm leaving the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. As soon as you're done answering, I'll come back, answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right will win this game. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, Kayla. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay.
Question number 1. Over the weekend, Chris Evans accidentally shared his camera roll on his Instagram story, and it included a picture of his manhood. Mark Ruffalo, a.k.a. What Avenger, came to his defense.
He is the Hulk.
Leighton Meester and Adam Brody welcomed their second child over the weekend. Leighton Meester, in my opinion, best known for what teen show? What's funny is they were both on very popular tween shows. Hers always started or ended with XOXO.
I believe it's Gossip Girl.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson admits her life is a bit of a dumpster right now because she's in the middle of a divorce. She sells her own furniture line for what company?
Oh, I'm going to have to say Rooms to Go.
Last night was the 29th season premiere of Dancing with the Stars. I think the celebrity lineup is amazing. It also includes Johnny Weir. He is famous for what Olympic sport?
Ice skating.
And finally, Law & Order SVU has 21 seasons under its belt. And I found this list of all these awesome celebrities that have guest starred throughout the years, including Uncle Jesse from Full House. What is his real name?
Oh, John Stamos.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey, hey, hey.
How'd it go?
4 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Great job. This is typically where I lose, because 4 out of 5 is that danger zone for me. Top Gun style. All right, here we go.
Over the weekend, Chris Evans accidentally shared a picture of his manhood, but Mark Ruffalo, a.k.a. What Avenger, came to his defense.
Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk, or as my son says, Hulk.
Leighton Meester and Adam Brody welcome their second child. I love that they're together because they were both on kind of similar TV shows. What show was Leighton on that always ended with XOXO?
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Alex.
What was Adam Brody on? Oh, the OC, right?
OC? Yeah. God, he was like the original nerd.
Such a
like,
good show.
Well, the reprise of nerds being cool. Kelly Clarkson admits her life is a bit of a dumpster amid her divorce. She sells furniture for what company?
Wayfair.
Last night was the 29th season premiere of Dancing with the Stars. I think it's a great celebrity lineup this year, including Johnny Weir, who is famous for what sport?
Figure skating. He is fabulous.
He is. And finally, Law & Order SVU has 21 seasons.
Wait,
under its
what,
belt.
Sarah?
Oh, thank you. Anyway, back on season 12, they had a list of 30 celebrity guest stars. You've probably forgotten we're on the show. And back on season 12, Uncle Jesse played a reproductive abuser.
What's really? A reproductive abuser?
He got women pregnant without their consent.
Oh,
no, that was like a
wow.
real term.
Reproductive abuser.
Very against.
Wow.
Dang. Dude.
Very against Uncle Jesse's character.
Yes,
anyway,
indeed.
What actor plays Uncle Jesse?
John Stamos.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
Well, we certainly appreciate you playing. Thank you so much.
Man.
Thank you. I'm Kayla from Georgetown, and I can't beat Booker.
Ah, thank you, Kayla. Coming up, if you're a reply guy, dude, you need to stop it right now, all right? Ladies, listen up and see if you know any reply guys. It's a new hot dating term. Sarah's going to tell you all about it. Her dating diary is on the way next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Trump started out by explaining to the media how wildfires start.
With regard to the forest, when trees fall down after a short period of time, about 18 months, they become very dry. They become really like a matchstick. And they get up, you know, there's no more water pouring through. And they become very, very, they explode. They can explode.
Ah, the age-old question. If a tree falls in a forest and there's no one around to see it, can you convince reporters that it exploded?
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
I have new dating vocabulary.
Okay.
Woo! Woo! It's reply guy. Okay?
All right.
Reply guy. Mm-hmm. Any guesses as to what reply guy is?
Something with not, probably not responding prompt enough or too much.
Probably too much. Yeah, like he's the guy that replies on all your posts type of thing. Like he's looking for any reason to get in there to slide into your DMs or
he's always the first one too.
Right, right.
Annoying.
He's that guy.
Is that the case?
Well, here's what I know, guys. You do not want to be the reply guy. And this is something I have, but I didn't realize that I had it until I heard the term reply guy. So ladies, if you're on social media, you most likely have a reply guy in your life. It's the guy that maybe you kind of know, or maybe he's a friend of a friend, or maybe a guy you never even met that no matter what you say in a tweet or a caption, he comments on it. He's always the first to comment on your selfie or a weekend project or a question you post. And the comments are typically complimentary and honestly, you might not really notice them because they aren't offensive. They're more just a harmless nuisance. Like you post a selfie and he might just write, beautiful. Or you post a picture of your workout smoothie and he says, looks good. Ugh. And here's the thing. You might think commenting is harmless, but no, it is so annoying because if we don't really know you and all you're doing is replying with vague comments, all we as girls are thinking is, at what point is this guy going to slide into my DMs and try to ask me out? And then I'm going to have to tell him no. And then it's going to be super awkward. So guys, how do you not become a reply guy? Have an intention when talking to a girl. Comments here and there are fine. But daily comments every day with no intention are so annoying and stressful because we are thinking, what do you want? Okay, I'm beautiful, but what? Thanks. Okay, I don't even know you. Why are you telling me I'm
Seriously.
Beautiful? Okay, so do not be a reply guy. That's my dating diary.
It's interesting because as you were talking about this, my friend sent me a message. Oh my God, yes, this is so on point. Maybe consider putting your time and energy elsewhere, like therapy. Smiley face. But, you know, she's beautiful and she said it happens to her all the time, every day. And there's definitely the risk you have to weigh between being sociable and giving guys an in to be overly familiar, very much like what you were saying, Sarah. Then they want to hang out in real life and it becomes, well, how do I say no without this guy feeling so rejected that my safety is then at risk? 98% of guys are respectful, but there's always the risk of the one or two that aren't and take rejection as a personal affront on who they are. Wow, it's things that we just don't even think about.
I mean, seriously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.